Part of the medieval Basilica of St. Francis at Assisi in central Italy is due to reopen at the weekend. On September 26, the Assisi region was struck by twin earthquakes that damaged homes and the area's impressive artistic heritage. In the last 4 weeks, the area has continued to rock with unrelenting aftershocks. The unusual phenomenon of more than 2,000 tremors has caused widespread anxiety and insecurity among tens of thousands of residents. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this report.
World attention has focused on the damage the quakes caused to the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, where some of the fabled frescoes of the early Renaissance masters Giotto and Cimabue were destroyed. But the tremors also devastated homes and displaced tens of thousands of people. Damage is estimated at more than $1 billion. With winter approaching, Italian authorities say they're waging a war against time, trying to move 36,000 displaced people from tents and campers to prefabricated buildings. And they're giving first priority to mountain towns where at night the temperature already drops to freezing. Driving through this region of lush hills and medieval towns, one sees the unpredictable effects of earthquakes. In one village, all buildings are standing. In the next, everything is in rubble. But in every single village along the road, there are as many tents or trailers as there are homes. In a valley about an hour's drive north from Assisi, one can see the village of Anifo, perched on a hill at an altitude of 2,500 feet. Legend has it that the name Anifo derives from the Latin Annibal fuit. Hannibal was here. But the village, founded in Roman times, is now a mound of rocks. In the valley below, Onelio Paolini says the worst thing is that the earth continues to tremble.
It doesn't stop, even today, about three times. They are like bombs, cannon shots. You hear a great boom, and then the earth shakes.
Onelio, like the other 242 residents of Anifo, now lives in a trailer camp just down the road. The camp is very neat and well organized. A group of women, helped by Italian soldiers, is preparing the evening meal under a tent while children play outside. The camp is lined with trailers and tents, each of which is equipped with an electric radiator. In one corner, people are talking. Asked how authorities have handled the crisis situation, they have no complaints, but they all look very dejected. Primo De Santis works in the local dairy, the main industry in the Anifo Valley.
A person is used to working and then, when the day is over, to going back to one's home. Instead, here we go and live in trailers, just like nomads. I'm not letting myself go, but you don't know if it will ever be the same and, well, you kind of lose hope.
In another field, half a mile up the road, prefabricated buildings are already in place. The Anifo residents will be able to move in as soon as utilities are connected. But up in what was once the village of Anifo, a delegation from the Civil Protection Ministry is hearing that not everyone should be forced to move away from their old homes. The locals are saying that farmers with cows can't be made to live far from their stalls. Already, they say, cows are producing 30% less milk. The locals are insisting the prefabs should be placed next to the farmers' old homes. Otherwise, there's the danger they'll sell off their cows, jeopardizing the local economy. Domenico Lini, a manager at the local dairy, is worried that the continuing earth tremors are creating a mounting sense of insecurity that's undermining a tightly knit community of hardworking people.
Qualità della vita che sta scadendo, non ci curiamo di meno anche come aspetto fisico.
Living standards are declining, we are letting ourselves go. We are washing less often, and by depending on others to feed us, we are beginning to feel like wards of the state. This truly saddens me.
A sense of desperation and fear has gripped many throughout the region. Beleaguered victims living in tents are in close contact with the ground and give vivid descriptions of the tremors. Some say they feel the earth boiling underneath them. Others say they hear a primal scream before the ground opens up under their feet. What newspapers call the silent monster is gnawing away at people's nerves, even people who have not lost their homes. On a quiet street just outside the old Roman walls of Spedlo, a family of four is eating at a folding table. They've been eating outside and sleeping in their car at night ever since September 26th. Their apartment in the historic center of Spedlo has been declared undamaged, but the wife says they're too afraid to go home.
Everything has changed completely. You can't control your life anymore. It's filled with anxiety. My house is alien to me now. I go there to pick something up, but I can't wait to escape it. I don't remember where anything is. I'm filled with panic. It's a horrible situation.
In the town of Spedlo, the only sounds are pigeons fluttering under the archways and flying buttresses of the many churches, and water trickling from a fountain. Spedlo is one of the best restored old towns in Italy, and while some buildings are cracked inside, there's no outward sign of destruction from the earthquakes. But its steep, cobblestoned alleys are empty. Contrary to most old towns in central Italy, the houses in the historic center belong to 1,600 locals, not to wealthy Romans or Milanese who come just for weekends. On Sunday afternoon, the only place that's open is City Hall. Sabina Guiducci, who's in charge of urban planning, says there's been a widespread panic that's led to a rejection of the old town.
Noi cerchiamo di tutto, perché Spedlo, ecco perché è stato sempre vivo. Abbiamo fatto le poste.
She says, we made a special effort to make this a living town. We put the post office up here, as well as the schools, so as to attract people back to the old town. We're doing everything possible to prevent Spedlo from dying. But now, Sabina says, parents don't want their kids to come to school because they're afraid the buildings will collapse, even though they haven't been damaged. They prefer, she says, that classes be held inside tents. Massimo Vitali Rossini, a member of the city council, says Spedlo's economy is based on agriculture, crafts, and tourism, each dependent on the other. Fighting back tears, he says that if this integrated economy is destroyed, Spedlo has no reason to continue existing.
Quando parlo di Spedlo e della possibilità reale che ci possa essere nei prossimi anni.
30 years ago our people went to die in mines in Belgium to be able to rebuild their homes here, and they never sold them. When I think of the possibility that everything could be lost after we worked so hard to get where we are, I get a pang right here.
The stricken towns of central Italy have appealed to the nations of the world to symbolically adopt one of the many monuments in the region. Last week, the mayor of Spedlo sent a telegram to President Bill Clinton, requesting that the United States adopt this little town, a gesture of solidarity that could restore the confidence and cohesion of this centuries-old community. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Spedlo.